Amy McFarland joins me this morning. Hey there, Amy.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing all right. This is the last Cultural Continuum of the year.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll be going into the few events that we have planned or that have been planned for the weekend of the 21st during this edition. So
okay.
let's get started.
Alrighty.
Coming up going on this evening,
okay.
Friday, tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., there will be a grand opening exhibit for the Art Sioux Gallery. That's on the first floor of the Ho-Chunk Center. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, there's already an art gallery on the Ho-Chunk Center that's been open for a while.
Yeah.
That's true. This is
a new set.
It's like a second gallery.
Very
on
cool.
the same floor of the same building.
Okay.
Because there's such a vibrant and thriving arts community
it's
in Sioux City now.
So wonderful.
Yeah. So that is going to be open tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. And I think there are refreshments. So that's always a
All
plus.
Right. Adult beverages, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't make any promises on behalf of the Arts Sioux Gallery.
Yeah, here we are promising.
But there may or may not be.
All right. Also tonight, the National Music Museum in Vermilion holds their next NMM live event. It's the annual holiday show with R&B crooner Marvin Gagarin. Enjoy the sounds of the season performed by Gagarin and his band in Faber Hall on the USD campus, and that begins at 7 p.m.
Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Christmas Bells. Performances running through this Sunday, the final weekend there. The church Christmas program spins out of control in the southern farce about squabbling sisters, family secrets, a surly Santa, a vengeful sheep, and a reluctant Elvis impersonator. 7:30 showtimes. The Sunday matinee is at 2 o'clock. If you're an Elvis impersonator, you cannot be reluctant.
You cannot be what?
You gotta go for it, baby.
That's a pretty good one yourself there, Steve. All right. The New Stage Players present Go Into the Final Weekend of A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' classic holiday tale of Christmas redemption at the New Stage Players Performing Arts Center, which is located at 3201 Dakota Avenue in South Sioux City. Evening performances will run, let's see, it looks like tonight and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Go to newstageplayers.com for more.
Vanguard Arts tonight presents The Haymakers. They return to Vanguard Arts. The Wichita band blends folk and bluegrass instrumentation with heavy harmonica sounds to bring the sounds of Doc Watson, the Byrds, Johnny Cash, and others.
Alrighty, Ponca State Park will be offering Christmas in the Woods on the Saturdays of December 14th and 21st, starting at 9:30 a.m. Seasonal education activities, including old-fashioned holiday crafts, lighted hayrack rides, free cookies and hot cider, a sledding hill, groomed cross-country ski trails, snow permitting, and snowman building contests.
Also, an outdoor opportunity tomorrow at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, a winter fun day and artist open house. That starts at 10 in the morning, goes till 3. Nature Center staff will be there for a fun day of activities. Recycled materials will be available to create holiday gifts, also snowshoeing or hiking. If there's snow, other outdoor activities. If there's not snow, I guess it's hiking. That's what snowshoeing is when there's no snow. It's just hiking. Dress appropriately. Area artists will also have their artwork on display.
All righty. Sioux City Parks and Rec will be showing the Christmas movie Elf on Saturday. That's at 7 p.m. and it's on the big screen at Long Lines Family Rec Center. See Will Ferrell as Buddy the Elf on his journey to New York City to meet his real father. There will be free popcorn during the movie.
I wonder if there's candy corns and syrup. going on also tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, led by Ryan Haskins, will present A Swingin' Christmas with the Symphony with legendary trumpeter Vince DiMartino and his son Gabriel, also a pretty darn good trumpeter. Ron DeMars will read The Night Before Christmas and a Christmas sweater contest, cookies from Sugar Shack Bakery. It's a whole big thing. Go to SiouxCitySymphony.org for more.
All right. Also tomorrow, it's comedy night at Vanguard. They present Robert Barrel, a Twin Cities-based comedian and radio show host, for an 8 p.m. show. Barrel is an observational comic tackling current events with clever twists. Drake Strong opens the show. Again, vanguardarts.com.
Sunday, the Betty Strong Encounter Center presents an acoustic holiday tunes with Jack and Mike Langley. That'll be at 2 o'clock, a reception afterwards. The Langleys are among the center's most popular entertainments. They performed together on stage for more than 40 years. The Langleys will be performing an array of Christmas music. For more, go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
Join the Sioux City Public Museum's Tom Munson for the next History at High Noon program. That will be next Thursday on the 19th of December at 12:05 p.m. Bring your lunch as he presents a program about restaurants, lunch counters, and cafes over the course of Sioux City history. This photographic presentation will take a bite out of a few of the hundreds of Sioux City eateries. Munson will also explore renowned Sioux City favorites like pizza, hot dogs, taverns, and much, much more. You can go to siouxcitymuseum.org for more. That will be a full house, I guarantee.
I would imagine so. That's a very interesting idea
Sioux
for a program.
Sioux Cityans love to talk about
they
that.
They love
you
to talk about
you ever need a
lot
of bees on your Facebook, go, hey, remember this.
And they love talking about stuff you can't eat here anymore. That's the favorite. Going on also on Thursday during the evening time, the producers of the Broadway hit The Illusionist have brought together a new holiday production, A Magical Cirque Christmas, and that'll be at the Orpheum Theater Thursday at 7:30. They'll experience the magic of Christmas with dazzling performers and breathtaking cirque artists from all corners of the world, accompanied by live holiday music.
All righty. And next Saturday, the 21st, Vanguard Arts presents A Very Gary Christmas at 4. The Tradition Persists. Sorry. At 8 p.m. Comic Gary Lewis has assembled the talents of his friends and colleagues into a holiday show featuring comedy, music, skits, and other variety show material into a Christmas entertainment extravaganza. That's vanguardarts.com for more information.
And that's one of those events that we would traditionally air in the next episode of Cultural Continuum, but there's
not one.
So we're bringing that up now. Again, that's on the 21st. But the night before that, this is our thing, so I'm going to just stand on our soapbox and talk about this. Siouxland Public Media are teaming up with the good people at Lamb Arts Regional Theater in a joint presentation of A Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens radio play, which was made a radio play by Orson Welles.
Right.
Dropping names right and left there. That'll be at 7 o'clock on the stage at Lamb Arts Regional Theater on Friday, December 20th.
Wow.
You can see Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, Tiny Tim, all the ghosts as they perform live on stage at Lamb. If you can't get to Lamb, you can listen to it for free right here on Siouxland Public Media.
That is so cool. And that's at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, Friday, December 20th. And you can get your tickets on our website, or you can call us at the station at 712-276-3690.
So you can ask your smartphone to just stream that on KWIT?
On your Siouxland Public Media app, yes.
All righty.
So that'll do it for this week's, our final week's edition for this year of Cultural Continuum. I want to thank Amy McFarlane and Joanne Fox and Gregory Giles and Amy Roth and Shelby Pierce, who all helped out so very much throughout this year. And we will be back again sometime in January.
Yes, I still
stuff
contend
starts accumulating.
We should all do one show together. You know, we could like fight over who reads what.
Move in some extra microphones or sit.
You think that's a good event? Wait. Steve likes me better. No, he likes me better.
Then I have to pretend I like you all equally. So
pretend.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. On behalf of one of my favorite guest hosts, Amy McFarlane, I'm Steve Smith, wishing you a great morning.